Good morning and welcome to our podcast. Every week I come to you with different financial topics. And today I'm talking with one of my colleagues that I work very closely with, Rick Williams. He is the president of Entry Point Advisor Network. So we help create customized tax-efficient plans for business owners. And a lot of you out there have paid a huge tax check to the IRS this year. So Rick's going to tell us some ways that we could avoid that. So Rick, thank you for being my guest. And why don't we talk about the arbitrage maximization program that we help clients with?
Yeah, good morning, Dawn. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
we will talk about AMP, and there are a lot of other different programs that are kind of out there for business owners from the 2006 Pension Reform Act that not a lot of successful entrepreneurs and professionals are capitalizing on. The one we're going to talk about is AMP, Arbitrage Maximization Planning. And what that is it is a true way for your corporation or your business to purchase life insurance and tax advantage retirement plans in a tax write-off. Under the IRS code 7802, which is the corporate tax deduction. So in a real nutshell, Dawn, what it is what we find out there with most businesses is, number one, they really don't have a succession plan. They don't have a partnership agreement. The reason they may is all of a sudden their company's worth, you know, $5-6 million, $1 million. And they're looking at it and they're going, well, we can't really fund that. We really don't have the cash flow to fund that correctly. But they never really look at what happens if something happens to them. They work their brains out. They built the business, or they're an executive in a corporation. This can work in all facets. But what it is, basically, is it's a way for your corporation to purchase a life insurance that would have an income tax advantage program involved in it in a tax deducted state from the corporation. So how it works is, number one, the corporation takes out the loan. And a lot of these cases are $1 million, $400,000 a year premium, $200,000 a year premium. What happens is the bank pays the premium. And we've teamed up with a very good bank. It's been doing this for over 20 years. They use business assets, not personal assets. So you need about $1.5 million worth of assets, whether it's combined personal and corporation, and $150,000 a year income. That's what you need to have.
Okay.
So the corporation takes the loan out. The corporation pays the interest to the bank. The recipient of the life insurance plan, the executive or the owner, pays a very, very small fee per year on a fair market interest rate on the loan. So on a $200,000 loan, maybe $2,000 that they have to pay back to their corporation to keep this all as tax advantage.
Which isn't that much when you think about how much life insurance costs. That's like a fraction of what they're paying for the death benefit they're going to receive and the benefits.
100%. It's less than a third in most cases. I mean, we just did one, a $600,000 a year premium. The corporation was paying $52,000 a year, and they were writing that off, and the client was getting almost $6.5 million in death benefit immediately.
Wow, that's incredible. So, that's very inexpensive, and plus they could take an income later on. So it's a great way to
100% right.
Yeah, it's a great way to retaining employees too, especially depending on your industry. I know the pharmaceutical industry is very competitive, so they want to keep those employees and make sure they don't go anywhere else to their competitors.
Right, exactly. And now with our corporate environment and the unemployment rate the way that it is, it's getting harder and harder to attract seasoned executives and key people. And also, how do you keep those key people wanting to stay with you in your business? So it is, it's a very unique system. It's all IRS templated approved. We work work with your financial or your accounting professional. We work with them very, very closely. And what's really funny is probably 90% of the accounting professionals out there really don't understand this or ever have utilized it. And it can be a very nice way for a tax advantage, retirement, state optimization, for a business owner that's put all their money into their business.
Yeah, because that's usually what they do. The business owners, they don't think about retirement until like five years beforehand. So this is a great way. Basically, you borrow the money to fund your retirement. This is just a great strategy that I see every day when I'm out there. Business owners don't even know this exists. So this is a great service that we provide for people.
Exactly. And it's a way that we can actually, we sit down with yourself and come up with what that business owner's goals and objectives are. And in most cases, most business owners are under estate optimization. They don't have enough money to satisfy if something happened to them for their business to continuation. And when then what we find there in that particular case is most of those businesses will go under within 2 to 5 years that somebody else goes in and tries to run them and wasn't involved in the business. So this way, you can use it as a succession plan. Like I said, you can use it as a key man insurance. And the big thing that we see it as is an executive bonus or an ownership bonus. It's a way with the new corporate tax rate that it is, now it's 21% that has dropped. But the personal side of the tax, if you're a high earner, you're still at a 37% plus local plus state. How do you pull that extra money out of your corporation and be able to utilize it for yourself or reinvest it down the road back into your business? So that's what we're seeing out there right now.
Yeah, and a lot of people, because the current like 401k limits, depending on your age, is what, it's like $61,000 a year. And these business owners, to them, that's like a drop in the bucket. They want to put away a couple $100,000 and get deductions. So this is a great program for those people too, as well as the smaller people too, who might, like for example, I saw there was, we were working with a client, he was like 51, and for $861,000, all he paid the first year was like $1,000. That's,
yes.
And he gets to deduct that. So that's like very inexpensive. That's cheaper than you could get a policy, just a normal policy without the tax deductions. And not only that, he also got $31,000 of tax-free income. So these plans work great for like the small business owner all the way up to the, like you said, the corporate CEO who's making a couple billion. So, and then
100% from a corporate standpoint, you can discriminate. So it doesn't have to be offered to all employees or executives throughout the company. It can be used as a golden handshake for the people that you want it to be at. So it's very unique compared to a lot of the other retirement plans that we get involved in.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, another great feature that this has is also long-term care benefits, chronic and critical illness. So God forbid you need care, you can use this to help pay for that.
Right, exactly. One of the carriers that we participate in has a $2 million long-term care chronic illness and terminal illness up to that amount based on the death benefit. So the thing is that it's a very unique process. It's a very conceptual, but we're starting to see more and more of it. You're starting to see football coaches, pro athletes are now getting this type of compensation added because the corporation doesn't have to pay out as much money. But then the recipient gets a huge return. Coach Harbaugh here at University of Michigan, part of his compensation program was a $27 million death benefit that created $1 million in income when he turned 69. So in 11 years, he was getting $1 million a year in a tax advantage income. So Very unique, and most of the time, or in most of the cases that we do, the insurance policy will pay back that loan.
Mm-hmm.
So very unique concept. So something different for you to think about as a business owner or as an executive. And Dawn Santorelli is our representative in the greater Philadelphia, New Jersey area.
Yep, and actually, we'll go wherever you need us.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, so anyone out there listening who's even just a bit curious, give me a call. I could be reached at 215-660-0288. Or check out my website, dsfinancialstrategies.com. And you can see, click on the business owner tab, and you can see all the different programs that we offer, which we'll be talking about those in later episodes. But for now, I want to thank you, Rick, for sharing with us this. So let's avoid paying those taxes next year. Let's do something about it. And now's the perfect time. So thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, and thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And now here is our disclosure. Securities and advisory services offered through Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. Dawn Santoriello is an investment advisor representative of Caitlin John Private Wealth Management. DS Financial Strategies and Caitlin John Private Wealth Management are separate entities and are not affiliated. Well, thank you for listening, and until next time, have a great day.